ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत् कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुः सुरासुरगणाः। देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। अथ कर्मयोगो नाम तृतीयोऽध्यायः। वी सीन वर्स नंबर 33 we have seen. So why people behave the way they behave? The simplest question. So in that Bhashyam part, we have seen when Bhagavan introduces the 33rd verse, we saw कस्मात् कारणात् त्वदीयं मतं न अनुतिष्ठन्ति। वाय् पीपल् डु नाट् फालो भगवान्स् टीचिङ्ग्? वाय् पीपल् डु नाट् फोकस् आन् वाट् दे शुड् बि डूयिङ्ग् द ड्यूटीस्? वाय् पीपल् सम् हौ बिकम् इण्ट्रेस्ट् इन् डूयिङ्ग् सम्थिङ्ग् एल्स् विच् इस् देर् विच् इस् अदर्स् ड्यूटीस्? So paradharman anutishtanti, so dharmam na anuvartante. So that is how they even become, they contribute for the unpleasant situation. It's an unpleasant thing which disturbs the order. Why people are not even afraid of violating dharma? Why they do not see this problem of going against Bhagavan's teaching? Shasana atikrama doshat na bibhyati. So Bhagavad Pada introduces the following verse, the 33rd verse, which is questions. Because Bhagavan Krishna gives answers for Bhagavad Pada's introduction. Because Swasyaha Sadrusham Cheshtate, Prakritihi is there, one's own Swabhava. When you say one's own Swabhava, it's not a Swabhava which we discussed earlier in Upanishad class. Swabhavaha is of two words. Swabhavaha means nature. Swarupam means nature. So changeable nature is Swabhava. Unchangeable nature is Swarupam. But sometimes the word Swabhava is used in the place of Swarupam also. This is also nature. And the Prakriti here, Jnanavanapi, whether a wise person, or a grand person, devoted person, every person's behavior is completely governed by one's own Prakriti. And the Prakriti is nothing but unresolved, when the accumulated subtle vasanas, samskaras, which have accumulated in the previous janmas because of the involvement in right and wrong actions. When a person is constantly involved in any action, and that action, because that attention, the attention of a person in which a person focuses, that becomes the deeper samskara in everyone. That is why if a person is reading Bhagavad Gita all the time, reading, and the focus is in that, means all wonderful samskara the person is earning. And if we spend time, our attention is focused on something, and then we are involved in that action, that becomes a samskara. That is how every individual human being has one's own big bag of samskara in subconscious mind. And with subconscious, there'll be a time, subconscious will surface. We cannot undo the surfacing of what is dormant, latent in on samskara, subconscious. Is all old actions, old behaviors, old the previous, you know, involvements, emotional involvements, all that becomes stored, accumulated in subconscious. That's what is here meant by the word prakritihi. And when that prakriti surfaces, what is in subconscious, the dormant latent surface, then with time it will surface, it will come back. The same, that is why even for upasana meditation, the same, the order is followed. So whatever you're constantly dwelling upon, that will go and remain in your subconscious. In Dirdishi Veka text, you're going to see later on when you're reading. In subconscious, there'll be lot of vasanas. You call it sukshma vrittayaha. Sukshma vrittihi is the unsurfaced, dormant, latent vritti, inexplicably subtle vrittis, which remain stored in our subconscious. When a person is given the discipline of contemplation, lots of those vrittis pertaining to the vasanas pertaining to the nature of reality will go inside subconscious and they will surface. When they surface, and that's when the vision becomes very clear. That's why they always recommend contemplation or meditation contributes for accumulation of good samskaras, good vasanas. So what I am focusing my attention on is very, very important. How I pay attention to things and what I do, all this contribute for accumulation of vasanas in subconscious. We helplessly, no choice, we will be accumulating. That is why we try our best what we speak, what we do, what we think, and all that we are conscious of those things, so that our attention is on that. At least we try to earn good samskaras. So here, Bhagavan says, even Jnani's behavior, Jnani's way of life, Jnani's actions are completely governed by his samskara. So all beings helplessly gone by their own samskaras. In spite of the teaching available also, the very strong samskara. Therefore, it is mere restraint will not help. This is the meaning of the 33rd verse which we saw yesterday. Nigraha kim karishyati. Now, Bhagavad Pada introduced the following 34th verse saying, Yadi sarve sarvaha jantuhu atmanaha prakriti sadrashameva cheshtate. If every human being is behaving, living one's life, does one's things and expresses oneself in keeping with one's own prakriti only, one's own swabhava only, then there's none who is free from these accumulated vasanas. Prakriti shunyaha kaschit nasti. Prakriti shunyaha means a person who is devoid of subconscious mind. There is no human being who is without a subconscious mind, subconscious bag, who is without any subconscious stored, accumulated subtle vrittis. There's none. Everyone has one's own swabhava. Therefore, purushakarasya vishaya anupapattehe. Tataha, therefore, what happens? Here, purushakaraha means the free will of an individual. Please make a note. Bhagavad Pada uses the word purushakaraha to mean the free will. Then the free will, purushakarasya vishya anupapattehe. If there is impossibility of then making use of one's purushakara, free will, shastra anarthakya praptau, then is it possible that one cannot make use of one's free will? Which means then shastra teaching also is not relevant. There's no way everyone behaves in keeping with one's own prakriti, one's own sabhava, one's own innate nature, in keeping with what one has accumulated in from previous janmas. Which means then shastra teaching is not relevant. Shastra anarthakyam, anarthakya praptau. When the question of shastram being looked upon as something irrelevant, idam uchyate, then it is in that context of mistaking the shastram to be irrelevant, here is the clarification given by Bhagavan. Idam uchyate. No, there is relevance of shastram. Shastram is not irrelevant. Shastram is not meaningless. Shastram is not useless. Shastram is very useful. How? We're going to see the next verse. Indriyasyendriyasyarthe. Indriyasyendriyasyarthe. Ragadveshau vyavasthitau. Indriyasyendriyasyarthe ragadveshau vyavasthitau tayor navashamagachet tau hyasya paripanthinau. Indriyasyendriyasyarthe. Indriyasyendriyasyarthe ragadveshau vyavasthitau tayor navashamagachet tau hyasya paripanthinau. So indriyasya arthe ragadveshau vyavasthitau. There is ragadveshav yavasthitav. What Bhagavan says here, ragaha, passion, or like, dveshaha, dislike, or aversion. We can say attachment and hatred. We can say like and dislike. It is passion and aversion. So ragadveshav yavasthitav. There is definitely either like or dislike, ordained, vyavasthita, the set, towards what? Indriyasya arthe. Indriyasya artha means object of sense object. Indriyasya artha means indriyasya vishayaha. Indriya vishayaha means what? Object, sense object. Indriyasya artha means sense object. Indriyam means sense organ. So, indriyasya arthe ragadveshav vyavasthitav. There is always either like or dislike towards the sense object perceived through its respective sense organ. So whatever is seen through the eyes, whatever is heard through the ears, whatever is smelt and tasted or felt through any of the five sense organs, towards those objects, when the perception of objects takes place, the objects are perceived, objects are known through sense organs, then it is very natural for either, for anyone to have either liking towards the object or dislike towards the object. Very natural. I like it, I don't like it. Definitely, the either of this emotion will be there towards the object perceived. Indriyasya, indriyasya arthe, ragadveshav vivasthitav. And in keeping with the raga and the dvesha, one has, there'll be one's behavior, one's action. The raga will be expressed, dvesha will be expressed through one's action. That is when one's behavior will be, other person will become the victim of, you know, the person's behavior. This other, it will be result in what? Either pain or pleasure, or in other person's mind, there'll be reaction. Therefore, Bhagavan says, this ragaha and dveshaha, this passion and aversion, a like and dislike towards anything, actually, is a big impediment. Like also is impediment, dislike also is impediment. Tayoho vasham na agachet. Tayoho vasham na agachet. Bhagavan says here, tayoho vasham na agachet. Why? Tauhi asya paripanthinau. Tau means those two, raga and dvesha. For this person, whoever entertains raga dvesha in one's mind, for this person, paripanthinau, pantha means, road, path. Paripanthi means there'll be impediments in one's progress. In attaining jnanam, there'll be obstacles. In discovering moksha, there'll be impediments. In mental preparation, there'll be big impediments. In doing anything for one's progress, there'll be impediments. Raga, dvesha, raga and dvesha will be big obstacle in doing anything contributive, constructive and progressive. Asya paripanthinau. There will be blockages in one's path to success, relatively and also absolutely. So, ragadvesha, what Bhagavan says here, indriyasya, indriyasya arthe, ragadvesha paripanthinau. This is the literal meaning of the verse. So, Bhagavan has to say here, there are three stages. Choicelessly, helplessly, we have already accumulated the sukshma vrittis, very, very subtle, much subtler vritti forms. We have accumulated samskaras, vasanas, inclinations in our subconscious mind. We have already accumulated, we cannot undo them. We cannot now, we cannot think about it. We can helplessly, we are there, we have. They will surface, there will be time, they will surface. Okay. That is when they surface, what happens? Indriyasya, indriyasya arthe. Now you can see the Bhashyam part also. Indriyasya, indriyasya arthe. Means what? Sarva indriyanam arthe shabdadi vishaye. So shabdadi vishayaha. What Acharya says here? Indriyasya, for every sense organ, indriyasya arthe, towards sense object. So sarvendriyanam arthe shabdadi vishaye. Shabdadi vishaya means, of course, shabda is one object of perception. Now, shabda, adi shabda stands for what? Now, not only sound, but the form. Of course, all five objects. Adi shabda stands for all five objects. Shabda is one object. So, in perceiving the object such as sound, etc., through five respective sense organs, then what happens? Ishte ragaha. There'll be like towards a desired object. Anishte deshaha. There'll be dislike or hatred towards the undesired object. All objects perceived, all fivefold objects perceived through sense organs will not be only objects of liking. Some will be objects of liking, some will be objects of hatred or dislike. When the objects are desired, desirable, then there is ragaha, like. Anishte, when the objects are not desired, desirable, is a dveshaha. Iti evam, prati indriyartham is what? Towards every sense object. Prati indriyartham, towards every sense object, when perceived, raga dveshau, raga or dvesha, avashyam bhavinau, vyavasthitau means what? Avashyam bhavinau, definitely, choicelessly, there will be either like or dislike towards the sense objects. Avashyam bhavi means bhavi, bhavin shabdha. Bhavin means bhavi, will happen. That which will happen is bhavi. That which is going to happen is bhavi. And then future, dual form, bhavinau. In plural form, bhavinaha. Avashyam bhavinau means like or dislike will definitely happen. There'll be definitely there when we perceive an object, any object, towards sensor. Tatra, so with regarding that, no, I am purushakarasya shastrarthasya cha vishyaha uchyate. Is in that context, okay, raga dvesha will definitely occur. It is then purushakarasya shastrarthasya cha vishyaha uchyate. So purushakaraha, as I said already, purushakaraha means free will. And shastra artaha, what shastra is teaching also is there. See, what is in subconscious, all the vasanas are in much, said to be much subtler vrittis. Sukshma vrittayaha, atisukshma vrittayaha. And those vrittis will definitely surface. When they surface, they again continue to be in thought forms only, but they are sthula vrittayaha. A vritti itself is sukshma. Where is sthula vritti? So you have to say, vrittis, perceptible vrittis, and imperceptible vrittis. Sukshma vrittis, as long as they remain dormant, latent in subconscious, they are imperceptible vrittis. They're not available for knowledge. If available for knowledge, we have already corrected them. We do not even know what all we have in store. That's what a hidden invariable Swamiji says. No, it's all in our own subconscious. It is there. What is happening outside will only bring out our own emotions from our mind. So what is in subconscious mind can surface, but that there we cannot do anything. We cannot use our willpower. Even nothing can prevent us from having what is in subconscious, the surfacing of what is in subconscious. They will surface. We can't undo them. Raga or dvesha. Why raga dvesha? Why pain? Why pleasure? any emotion which surfaces, it's from subconscious, is actually, what is already there, it is triggered when a given perception takes place. So the perceiving an object or the object is not responsible for what you have in your mind. Please make a note. Whatever your mental condition, whether there is pain, whether there is a pleasure, whether there is like, there is dislike, they're all nothing to do with what is perceived. What is perceived, the object of perception, is not responsible at all for you to entertain any thoughts in your mind. The perception is not responsible. Sense powers are there. They are meant for perceiving objects. And when they come in contact with the sense objects, perception takes place. There's knowledge of the objects. That's all. But though perception becomes instrumental, perception of certain objects become nimittam for triggering what is in your subconscious. So the external world of, I always say this, the external objects of perception, they only become instrumental in triggering what is in your subconscious. That's how Parabdha works. Then they surface. So the object does not create the hatred. Object does not create the like or dislike. Like or dislike, pain or pleasure, anything surfaces when they're triggered from subconscious. For triggering, the external object, perceived object, becomes only nimittam, instrumental. The situation, you happen to perceive it, and then the perception of the given object, that triggers. That's why nimittam. But what happens when the hatred comes? You mistake the object to be object of hatred. You mistake the object to be object of liking. This is how we mistake the world of objects to be responsible for our unhappiness. The external world of objects is just the external world of objects. It cannot, it is not at all responsible for any emotion what a person goes through in one's mind. So neither like nor dislike, neither pleasure nor pain, object is not responsible. But the perception of that object, cognition of that object, somehow becomes nimittam for a surfacing of, for what is in subconscious to get triggered and to surface. So we cannot control that. We cannot undo what is in subconscious, nor can we stop or prevent what is in subconscious from surfacing. So the sukshma vritti in subconscious becomes the surfaces and becomes the vritti. And in vritti, what, like and dislike, etc. But once the likes and dislikes, etc. rise, even the desire, pain, not only raga dvesha, all rise from subconscious only. That's why there's, Swamiji always says, there's no brand new fresh pain, brand new fresh hatred, there's no brand new fresh, liking, there's no brand new fresh anything. Nothing is fresh, brand new. Everything is already in subconscious stored. Just we are all completely helpless. We have to understand our helpless situation. They all already there, they just surface. But external, whatever it is, whatever you perceive, whatever you do, that becomes only nimittam, instrumental for it to surface. But what Shastram says, once it surfaces, there'll be in keeping with raga or dvesha, there is possibility of acting or reacting. So thoughtlessly, as soon as the hatred comes, as soon as the dislike comes, or as soon as the liking comes, as soon as anything surfaces, completely, one's physical behavior can be, when they impelled by those emotions which rise, then it can be a damaging action, can be a hurtful action, it can be anything. So then it becomes a papa karma. One can either earn papam or punyam by expressing those emotions in one's action, either in speech or in action. One can earn punyam or papam. This is why punyam also is binding, papam also is binding. Anyway, at least papam should be avoided, but punyam also, we sometimes, they're not managed. So those vritti, surfaced vrittis, but Bhagavan says here, then why Shastram? This is where we need Shastram. When the Sokshma vrittis become vrittis, the Sokshma vrittis are unmanageable vrittis, uncontrollable vrittis, so we are helpless. Once the Sokshma vrittis become vrittis, perceptible vrittis, imperceptible subtle vrittis in subconscious, when they surface and become perceptible vrittis, the sakshi pratyaksha, that they become sakshya, available for that perception. When they become perceptible vrittis, Shastram says, they can be managed. In fact, if a person is capable of managing those emotions, that is how a person really is a human being. Who is capable of managing one's emotions is the human being. A person is not able to manage those vrittis, perceptible vrittis, then that is how, in spite of having a human body, it is possible for one to slip down to the level of an animal. That is where one has to make use of one's willpower. Definitely, one is blessed with the willpower. And in order to be able to make use of one's willpower, even the desires can arise. One may make use of one's willpower. And in conformity with the Shastra teaching. So one see that in expressing one's emotions, like or dislike or strong desires or anger, anything can, only here only the two are mentioned. Any emotion can arise. It arises from the subconscious. Why it is arises? Because already that arises. Why this is the situation? That is how it is ordained to surface. For which the external situation becomes nimittam, instrumental. That's why indriyasi arthe ragadvesha vyavasthito. And they must be, one must make use of one's willpower, and one must be committed to live a life of values also. This is how commitment to live a life of dharma, values, and making use of one's willpower, making use of one's knowledge of right and wrong. Very important. It's called buddhi. Making use of the knowledge of right and wrong, which is every human being is already blessed with. One must make use of one's buddhi, the knowledge of right and wrong, and the willpower. One must have very strong willpower in living a life of dharma. Thereby, what happens? Those emotions become managed very well. They do not become expressed in one's speech or one's physical activities. Those oral physical activities do not cause any damage in relationships, not cause any problems, do not contribute for accumulation of papam. Definitely. Shastram is not, we can't say Shastram is naughty. does not work. Shastra, that is why Shastram is. In Shastram, there is understanding of our helplessness. How far we are helpless? As long as Ajnanam is there, as long as all these emotions are there stored in subconscious, we are helpless. They will surface. They'll be triggered. So when they surface, one has to make use of one's, at least the sthola vrittis, perceptible vrittis can be managed by making use of one's willpower, an urge of right and wrong, one's commitment to dharma, so that we can avoid papa karma. Okay, indriyasya indriyasya arthe ragadvesho vyavasthitau. Okay. Let us see the Bhashyam part here. Indriyasya, indriyasya arthe means what? Sarvendriyanam arthe shabdadi vishye, towards every sense object of every sense organ. Ishte ragaha anishte dveshaha. There's like towards the desired object, there's dislike towards the undesirable, undesired object. Iti evam prati indriyartham, towards every sense object, there will be definitely ragadvesha, raga or dvesha. So ragadvesha avashyam bhavino, there will be definitely raga or dvesha. Tatra ayam purushakarasya cha vishayaha uchyate. It is in that context the importance of the free will is discussed, mentioned here. Purushakarasya shastrarthasya cha vishayaha uchyate. How one should make use of one's knowledge of right and wrong. One should remember one's importance of committing oneself to live a life of dharma. Then one must make use of the best use of the willpower. The willpower must be used. If it is not used, means it will be abused. So instead of abusing the free will, misusing the free will, willpower must be used. Okay. So shastrarthasya purushakarasya vishayaha. I mean that there's a possibility of exercising one's free will and making use of the teaching of the shastram. In that context is important. That is what is mentioned here. That's what is said here. Let us, okay. Shastrarthe pravruttaha. Shastrarthe pravruttaha purvameva ragadveshayoho vasham nagachet. What he says. Please see second sentence. Now next sentence. Shastrarthe pravruttaha purvameva ragadvesha yoho vasham na agachet. Shastrarthe pravruttaha means a person who is involved. Shastrarthe pravruttaha, a person who is involved in the study of the shastram, who is given to the study of the shastram, and thereby who understands the importance of being a karma yogi, who understand the value of following the discipline of karma yoga, hacha parse shastrarthe pravruttaha. Only a karma yogi, a person who has purushartha nischayaha, who knows the value of jnanam, who is committed to the pursuit of jnanam, therefore whose focus is on preparing man's mind, whose focus is on earning the qualifications required for jnanam, such a person who knows the value of dharma, who is committed to the pursuit of dharma also, such a person who is conscious and who is capable of making the best use of his willpower. Such a person is shastrarthe pravruttaha. that person, purvameva, before even. Okay. Purvameva, before itself. Before itself means what? Even before the conversion of subtle vrittis into imperceptible subtle vrittis into perceptible vrittis. All vrittis are subtle. That's why in Drigdishiveka you will read that expression, sukshma vrittihi vrittihi. Sukshma vritti, samskaras are all said to be sukshma vrittayaha. They are in subconscious mind. And imperceptible vrittis. You do not even know what is there. But the surface only you know. It is like, no, suddenly a seed is down somewhere. You don't know the seed is there. Suddenly you see a sprout. Oh, there must have been a seed. There must have been some garbage. Sometimes you see some plants coming up. Oh, there must have been a seed already. Suddenly I never knew there was a seed before, below. But now I see this sprout. When a sprout comes, it is recognizable for you. The same way, when the vritti is surface only, you know that such, there is raga, there is dvesha, there is anger, there is fear, there is anxiety, all this that sprout from subconscious seeds only. So, it is said, when the perceptible thoughts, when the imperceptible sukshma vrittis obtaining in the subconscious surface and become perceptible vrittis available for, sakshi, for perception, even before that, purvameva means before. Whatever thought comes, there can be anger, there can be raga, there can be dvesha, any thought can come before, purvameva, before the subtle thoughts becoming the perceptible thoughts. Purvameva tayoho vasham na agachet. Tayoho vasham na agachet. What now? One should not allow oneself to go near ragadvesha. What does it mean? One should not allow oneself to go near ragadvesha. Means one should not become the victim of the ragadveshas. One should not allow oneself to be enslaved by ragadveshas. One should not allow oneself to be a slave of ragadveshas. So not allowing oneself to be a slave of ragadveshas is said to be here what? Tayoho vasham na agachet. One should not be overwhelmed by those emotions in the form of ragadveshas. So, that is why always it is said in the Shastram, we cannot undo the desires, we cannot undo our ragadveshas, cannot undo our anger, we cannot undo anything because we are not creating anything. They all naturally surface from our subconscious. Until you see one specific or particular person, no anger comes. A person behaves like a Mahatma all the time. Never angry, it's angry. Suddenly in a given situation, a person gets very angry. What triggered the anger? Something. What is seen outside, heard outside, known outside, what happened outside triggers that anger. This is how emotions surface from subconscious. Tayoha vashamna, who can prevent himself from becoming the slave of those emotions like Hachas, Raga, Dvesha, etc.? Only a Shastra person. That is why Shastra, the person who is exposed to Shastra teaching, he cannot be like other people. So, Shastrarthe Pravruttaha means the person who is involved in following the way of life enjoined by the Shastram, who is given to the discipline of Karma Yoga, such a person, before even any thought comes, already he must be alert and conscious of any thought surfacing. Oh, raga comes, any thought comes, one must be very alert that they all surface from subconscious. So without feeling guilty, okay, oh my God, why do I have, sometimes people come and tell, I feel very bad. My God, we have no control over the thoughts which surface from subconscious. Sometimes we ourselves hate it. We do not like our own thoughts. That itself is some papam goes. You know, we ourselves feel very uncomfortable and having such thoughts, but we feel helpless. Why thoughts surface from subconscious? That's why dealing with, you know, psychiatrists and psychologists and psychotherapists, they are helpful, but they can't really address the actual problem. They only study from everything outside in the sense, on the surface level, at the surfacing, their study is only from, maybe to some extent they're helpful, but they can't really help totally. Definitely, it is something to be understood. Okay. That is why there's no one needs to be guilty of entertaining any funny thoughts. But all those thoughts need not be expressed, need not be discussed about it, because it's of no use. Just come and go. If you allow them to come, be conscious of their coming, receive them and let them be, and you do not express it in your orally or physically, let them go. Okay. Sometimes, no, they have to be expressed in the form of action. They will get expressed. That is where one has to make use of one's knowledge of right and wrong, the Shastra teaching, the importance of Dharma, one should make use of one's willpower and do any, when it's expressed, it must be only right, in right action, it must be expressed. In the wrong behavior, the hurtful behavior or damaging behavior, that should be, one should manage. That's what is said. Purvameva. It means so much, it means, okay, purvameva tayoho vasham na agachet. Even before their arrival, one must be there, one alert about any thought which surfaces. One should see one does not become overwhelmed, overpowered by those thoughts. One does not allow oneself to be enslaved by those thoughts. Without feeling any guilty of entertaining such thoughts also. Tayoha vasham na agachet. Okay. Yahi purushasya prakritihi. Yahi purushasya prakritihi sa ragadvesha purasara yeva swakarye purusham pravrtayati. Again, Shankar Bhagavatpada says, yahi purushasya prakritihi, that innate nature of a person, whatever it is, that innate nature of a person alone, that innate nature of the person, ragadvesha purasara, remaining before the ragadveshas, as a cause of ragadveshas, then that alone swakarye purusham pravartayati, it activates the person in its, you know, that prakriti alone activates a person. Sa prakritihi, that innate nature of a person, which is there, you know, as the cause of ragadvesha, and it activates a person in getting its effect. So karye purusham pravartayati. So what activates a person? Innate nature, the swabhava. So sayeva prakriti purusham pravartayati. So karye pravartayati. What you speak, what you do physically, what you orally utter, even other thought what you entered based on that also. All this is completely, impulsively, you know, activated. Caused by what? The prakriti. So Acharya says here, it is then. Swakarye purusham pravartayati. Tada swadharma parityagaha paradharma anushtanam cha bhavati. Look at this. It is purely being impelled by one's own prakriti. Helplessly, you are like a robot, okay? Completely being impelled, activated by the strength of one's own prakriti. A person is, you know, involved in activities. It is then swadharma parityagaha bhavati. This is how a person, you know, there's rejection of one's own duty. And there is involvement in others' duty also. Paradharma anushtanam bhavati. Why there's a paradharma anushtanam? No, unnecessarily, a person involves oneself in doing something which is not one's duty. And one rejects one's duty also. It is purely because of being impelled by one's prakriti. It is ragadvesha purasara prakritihi purusham pravartayati. It activates a person, it impels a person, like person is like a puppet. A person is like a puppet in the hands of the prakriti. That is when a person is involves himself in paradharma, rejecting his own dharma. Swadharma parityagaha, paradharma anushtanam cha bhavati. Again, yada punaha, ragadveshau, tat pratipakshena niyamayati. Tat pratipakshena niyamayati. Tada, shatra drishtihi eva, yada punaha ragadveshau tat pratipakshena niyamayati, tada shastra drishtihi eva purushaha bhavati, na prakritivashaha. See, whether a person's behavior is dictated by one's own prakriti, one's own personal likes and dislikes, or is governed by shastra teaching. It is in keeping with shastra's teaching, in keeping with knowledge of right and wrong. How? He says, yada punaha ragadveshau tat pratipakshena niyamayati. Tada shastra drishtihi eva bhavati. Purushaha na prakriti vashaha. Shankara Bhagavatpada says, yada punaha ragadveshau tat pratipakshena niyamayati. Pratipakshaha means tat pratipakshena, on the contrary, pratipakshena, the strength of managing, the strength of managing those ragadveshas. When a person niyamayati, is equal to manages. Yamayati, okay, yamayati, niyamayati. Yamayati means restrains, controls. Niyamayati means manages. When a person yada niyamayati, tat pratipakshena, when a person manages those emotions in terms of ragadvesha with a strength, the balancing strength, when a person manages those emotions, tada, it is then, shastra drishtihi. It is then shastra drishtihi. The person is a person with the vision of the person goes with the shastra teaching. Shastra drishtihi means that a person goes the shastra teaching, shastra's vision, shastra's teaching. When a person's behavior is in keeping the shastra teaching, overpowering those, managing those emotions with his own, using his free will, then a person becomes a person of refined personality. If a person is not capable of managing those emotions with the strength of his willpower, then he continues to remain as an unrefined person. So unrefined person is called prakritaha purushaha. The person who is controlled by his prakriti, whose behavior is in keeping with his innate prakriti, innate nature, his personal likes and dislikes, then he is uncivilized. Prakritaha purushaha. When his behavior is completely managed by his knowledge of right and wrong and willpower, the shastra teaching, then he is a person of refined personality. He is a refined, cultured person, a civilized person. So, samskritaha purushaha. So, from the standpoint of subconscious, all of us are prakritaha, unrefined. All of us are, the entire humanity is unrefined. Okay. All human beings are unrefined from the standpoint of subconscious. When the perceptible vrittis are managed well, how? With this, making use of this willpower and making use of the knowledge of right and wrong, when a person's life is in conformed with the Shastra teaching, the person's life goes with the Shastra's teaching, Shastra Drishtihi, then the person is a refined person, cultured, civilized person. Samskritaha Purushaha, a cultured, civilized, refined person. Otherwise, uncivilized, uncultured, person is prakritaha, is all, it is the commitment to dharma and living life of dharma, making use of one's willpower, converts a person from being an unrefined into a refined. That's why samskritaha purushaha. So purush shastra drishtihi bhavati purushaha. Shastra drishtihi means a person whose life is in conformity to shastra teaching becomes a person of refined personality. So here yada punaha ராகத்வேஷோ தத் பிரதிபக்ஷேன நியமயதி. பிரதிபக்ஷம் அப்போசிங் தட் வித் ஸ்ட்ரென்த் ஆஃப் வில் பவர் அந்த பர்சன் மேனேஜஸ் ராகத்வேஷஸ் தி கமிட்மெண்ட் டு தர்ம. ததா சாஸ்திர திருஷ்டி ஏவ புருஷ பவதி ந பிரகிருதி வசஹா. ந பிரகிருதி வசஹா மீன்ஸ் த பர்சன் இஸ் நோ மோர் அண்டர் தி ஸ்பெல் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் ஓன் பிரகிருதி. See, freeing oneself from the spell of one's own prakriti is possible only if we surrendered ourselves to Shastram. This is this concept Pujya Swamiji says beautifully, surrendering one's will to Bhagavan in the form of law and order. Dharma. Tasmat tayoho ராகத்வேஷயோ வசம் ந ஆகச்சேத். Therefore, that's what he says, we can't afford to be uncivilized. We have to take care of our becoming civilized, cultured. Therefore, that is why it says tasmat. We can't give blame. We can't give lame excuses. No. This person's behavior is prakriti. Prakriti is natural. We're all equally uncivilized from the standpoint of a subconscious. But we can't afford to be completely governed by our own prakriti. We can't afford to be prakritikaha. We have to become samskritikaha. Therefore, it is said, it says, tasmat, therefore, tayoho, ragadveshayoho vasham na agachet. Therefore, it is very important for one to keep oneself away from ragadvesha. Means what? One should never become enslaved by one's ragadveshas. So not becoming enslaved by one's own strong likes and dislikes means it stands for all other emotions also. One should not become enslaved by one's own emotions. So one must consciously alert, with all alertness, take care of oneself that one does not become impulsive. Yataha tauhi asya purushasya paripanthinau. Why? We should not allow us to go near ragadveshas? Why we should allow arogadveshas to come near us? Why we should not become enslaved by ragadveshas? Because tauhi asya purushasya paripanthinau. Those ragadveshas, the emotions in him of ragadveshas are big paripanthinau. Paripanthi means what? Blockage. There are impediments which block the path. Which path? The path which leads one to moksha. So he says, Shreyo Margasya Vighna Kartaro. Beautiful. So Bhagavan Krishna says, Purushasya Paripanthinav. Shankaracharya says, Shreyo Margasya Vighna Kartaro. They bring obstacles in the path of moksha, in attaining moksha. Vignam kurutaha iti vigna kartaru. Ragadveshas become big obstacles in attaining moksha. Taskarau iva iti artaha. They are like, Taskaraha means thief. They are like thieves. Taskaro iva. What happens? The thief comes and snatches away what you own, what you possess. Your possessions are grabbed away, robbed away by thieves, robbers. These ragadveshas also are like the thieves because they prevent you from taking ownership of your own freedom, your own happiness, your own nature. They prevent you. They do not allow you to be yourself. They prevent you from being yourself. From being yourself, they prevent you from taking ownership of your nature, your surupam of moksha, freedom, happiness. Therefore, they are like thieves. Taskaro iva ityartha shreyo margasya vighna kartaro. They are the obstacles in the path of moksha. Okay. Nirdvandvo. Tasmat tayoho ragadveshoho vasham na agachet yataha tauhi asya purushasya paripanthinav shreyo margasya vighna kartaro taskarau iva pathi. See, pathi ityartaha. Pathi means what? The path means path. No, path in Tamil we say padai. Path means path. Pathi, locative case. Of pathis pathi. Pathi taskarau iva. This ragadveshas are the ones which bring obstacles in the path of moksha, the attainment of moksha. They are like the thieves on the path, thieves on the road, who come and grab your own possession. They grab what belongs to you. The same way, ragadvesha prevent you from taking ownership of that is your own. Okay. With this, the 34th verse Bhashyam is over. We'll move on to this next one. Tatra ragadvesha prayuktaha manyate shastrarthamapi anyatha paradharmaha api dharmatvat anushteyaha eva iti tad asat. So here Bhagavad Pada introduces the following verse. Be very careful here. When raga and dvesha are specifically mentioned in the shastram, raga and dvesha are two sides, likes and dislikes are the two sides of the one coin called desire. So desire stands for, raga dvesha implies desire, and the desire stands for all other emotions. So it anger, fear, anxiety, jealousy, hate, all these emotions are meant by these two words. The emotions surface from our own subconscious. Even pain surfaces from subconscious. That's why it's always we say unresolved. Sometimes we talk about unresolved childhood issues. Not only childhood of this Janma, unresolved issues of previous Janmas also sometimes come. These are all papa karma phalam. Come and really surface and really, why we, there's no need for anyone to be suffering to be, at all. Any suffering one goes through, okay, in one's mind is purely because of surfacing of one's own subconscious. A given situation becomes nimittam, that's all. We have to understand this. Whoever, whatever is happening outside, that should not cause any pain. It should not cause any suffering. It should not cause any disturbance. Death happens. Really speaking, how we think death causes pain. It's easy to say, but when somebody dies, really, a lot of pain comes. The physical separation is only nimittam. When the death happens, the person being not available for interaction physically, so we miss the physical presence of the person, we say, that's only nimittam. That does not cause pain at all. If that caused the pain should be there forever. No. It's only nimittam, instrumental. The pain is in subconscious, which surfaces, for which the externally happened death becomes nimittam. Something which Swamiji always emphasizes. Okay. So, introducing the fourth, next verse, Bhagavan says, Tatra Ragadvesha Prayuktaha Shastrartham Manyate Api Anyatha Paradharmaha Api Dharmat Anushteyaha Eva Iti. So, Bhagavan, Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces this next verse, saying, only when impelled by one's own ragadveshas, sometimes we think, even shastrartham api ragadvesha prayuktaha manyate, even being given to the life of shastra teaching, even to be given to the way of life enjoined by the shastra teaching, the one's subconscious, what surface in subconscious must be helpful. Paradharma also, even a paradharma. What about the paradharma? Doing something else? That's also something dharma. That's also something right only. Therefore, that also should be done. This is how some people think. So he says it is not right. A person who is impelled by his own ragadveshas, he considers, he mistakes other ways. Shastrartham api anyatha manyate. So ragadvesha prayuktaha, the person who is under the spell of ragadvesha thinks shastrartham, shastra teaching also differently. What does he think? Paradharmaha also has the status of being a dharma. Therefore, paradharma also should be done. Others' duty also should be done. What is not only my duty, others' duty also should be done. This is how a person thinks. Which person thinks? The person who is under the spell of his own strong likes and dislikes. And he even sees the shastra teaching differently. So Shankaracharya says, tad asat, that is incorrect. He says, shreyan swadharmo vigunaha, shreyan swadharmo vigunaha, paradharmat swanushthitat, shreyan swadharmo vigunaha, paradharmat swanushthitat, swadharme nidhanam shreyaha, paradharmo bhayavaha, shreyan swadharmo vigunaha, paradharmat swanushthitat, shreyan swadharmo vigunaha, paradharmat swanushthitat, swadharme nidhanam shreyaha, paradharmo bhayavaha. See, one must be very clear about one's priorities. There are hundreds of things which may be very good. Everything may be good. Everything also may have the status of being a dharma, a duty. One must be very clear about one's priorities. One must be very clear about one's own duties. When you have only 24 hours and you have to organize your time and you must do what should be done by you. This is when, if we do not spare time for things which do not have priorities, then nothing wrong. If however important it is, if it is not your duty, you don't need to do it. This very important, very, very important verse, I think I should explain to next class. So he says, Swadharmaha Shreyan Vigunaha. Even one's own, in doing one's own duty, even if it is defective, still it is better. Doing one's own duty with defect also is better. Vigunaha api Swadharmaha Shreyan. Paradharmat su anushthitat. Okay. Then performing paradharma very well. So anushthitat paradharmat. Then perfectly performed paradharma, imperfectly performed swadharma is better. See, swanushthitam paradharma, swanushthitaha paradharmaha, vigunaha swadharmaha. That's why swanushthit su anushthitat paradharmat vigunaha swadharmaha shreyan. What does it mean? Imperfectly performed one's own duty, defectively performed one's own duty is superior, greater, better than perfectly performed paradharma, others' duties. Swadharme nidhanam shreyaha. Even death is better. Even death happens in doing one's duty, that is better. Paradharmaha bhayavahaha. Because involvement in duty which are not one's own duties, it brings fear. It contributes for retaining the person in samsara. It is bhayavahaha. This is the literal meaning of the verse, but a very beautiful verse, because sometimes we do not know prioritizing our duties. We'll see that. So Shreyan Prashasyataraha Swadharma Swahadharma Swadharmaha Swadharmaha Prashasyataraha. Always better is Prashasyataraha. Shreyan is equal to prashasyataraha. It is greater. Vigunaha api. So vigata gunaha api. Vigataha gunaha yasmat. The work from which perfection has gone. Here gunaha means the quality. The quality has gone. The perfection has gone. So defective. So even there's no perfection in one's duty, still prashasitaraha shreyan, it is greater. Anushtiyamanaha, being performed is better. Paradharmat, better than what? The swadharma, imperfectly being performed is greater than paradharma. Paradharmat swanishthitat sadgunyena sampaditadapi. Even perfectly accomplished. Sadgunyam means with perfection. Sadgunyena sampaditat api. Even though the other's duty which is accomplished successfully, perfectly, than that, the performance of one's own duty imperfectly is also greater. Swadharme sthitasya nidhanam maranam api shreyaha. So swadharme, a person who remains firm in doing one's own duties. For him, in doing one's own duties perfectly, properly, even if death happens, that is better. Okay, in performing one's own duties, a person lives one's life. And death happens, still it is better. Why? Because by doing one's own duties, a person has earned only punyam, no papam. Of course, there's no jnanam. He will be born again. But still, a person has lived a clean life. A person who lives his life throughout doing his duties, his own duties, he happens to die. Oh my God, he has not accomplished anything. No, just simply living one's life, doing one's own duties, unassumingly, without becoming a celebrity also, still that person's life is a meaningful life. Even though it's not absolutely successful, still it's a meaningful life because it has served its purpose. At least it's contributed for accumulating punyam. It definitely contributes for a person's mental purification. Somewhere the person is, you know, progressive. The person is progressive. Even though death has happened, still a person is progressive. There's no degradation. A person is progressive. Therefore, nidhanam means maranam apishreyaha. See, Bhagavad Gita is teaching, we don't need to be somebody big in society. Just as a simple person, knowing your priorities, knowing your duties, if you're focusing on your duties, and you're doing your duties, you know, even death happens, still, that is a clean life. Because it's progress. Maranam apishreyaha. Instead of doing one's duties, however well a person has done other person's duties, still, what happens? There's a conflict always. Rejecting, ignoring one's own duties, doing others' duties, actually, contributes for conflict. Paradharme sthitasya. Jeevitavan, a person somehow has lived. Paradharme sthitasya. Jeevitat. Kasmat jeev. Kasmat. Paradharmaha bhayavahaha. Paradharmaha bhayavahaha. From the life of a person who has lived his life, doing, rejecting his own duties, doing other things, that paradharmaha bhayavahaha. Narakadi lakshanam bhayam avahati. Narakadi lakshanam bhayam avahati. That brings fear in the form of having to go to, having to go to hell, etc. Of course, you may not accept hell, etc., but still there'll be conflict. There'll be split in the personality. The conflict means always the conflict of having rejected one's duties. That we read in a person's samsara, that's all. There's no possibility of having purification steadiness. Therefore, it is said, once you have no purification steadiness, there's no possibility of mentally become prepared for the jnanam. So one has to be in samsara because the paradharma anushtanam, the performance of others' duties, also they produce some punyam and some papam also. Okay, because the rejection of at the cost of one's own duty, when a person performs others' duties, there may be some punyam of doing some good work for society also. But neglecting one's own duties results in Pratyavaya Papam. And a person's Pratyavaya Papam, Shastram talks about that Pratyavaya Papi goes to Narakam, etc. You don't need to go to Narakam. Pratyavaya Papam is the means there's something again, there'll be conflicts and then that prevents a person from having mental purification, mental steadiness. There'll be distraction, there'll be disturbances. So mental, that peace is not possible for a person who ignores one's own duties. Therefore, one has to remain in samsara, which is bhayam. There'll always be, that's what is, bhayam actually implies even samsara here. Yadyapi anarthamolam. So here Bhagavan quotes some other verses from other Bhagavad Gita itself. Very beautiful verses. We have to really pay more attention to these verses and we will do next class. The 35th verse, Bhashyam, we will do next verse, next class. It's all right? Any questions here?
Swaminiji, any examples can be given of paradharma which can result in a bad result?
No, no. See, if anything you do, you want to do other than your duties is paradharma only.
That means, for example, a father who is not taking care of his child but doing society's
All these are experiment, the general classes. Okay. That's why I didn't do all these things. See, paradharmaha means which is anything which is not your duty is a paradharma. If you have completed, if you have done, if you have time for your swadharma, then having done your duties, if you have extra time you have, can do anything else. The consciously. But nothing but the cost of one's own duties. This happens many times. For name, fame, popularity, or for anything, and for other reason. Some people think that they're going to uplift everything. They're going to stop bad things from happening. Sometimes, see, being aware of the social needs, society's well-being also. Doing anything for the well-being of society. In fact, doing one's own duties first, that itself contributes for social, for maintaining ecological balance, for maintaining this universal harmony. People don't understand that. We have to go out of the way to do something, omitting one's own duties. That's where the problem comes. Again, suppose when, for example, when Arjuna, and he showed a lot of interest in, suppose without becoming a sannyasi also, there's an interest in doing the duties of a sannyasi and ignoring his own kshatriya dharma. What is kshatriya's dharma? But his interest was in following sannyasa dharma. There is paradharma. One must do the duties pertaining to one's ashrama, one's varna. That is what is it. Varna dharma, ashrama dharma, purusha dharma. As a man, what your duties are. As a father, what your duties are. As a father-in-law, what your, as a father, as a son, as a professional, what your duties are. That's why I say duty, one's own duty means every individual has to play. This all I was going to say next class, but anyway, I tell you. Every individual has to play different roles. In playing every role, one has duties. As a professional, you have role play as a professional. You have a role play as a father, as a husband, as a head of the family, as citizen of the country. So in playing every role, you have your duty. So one has to be conscious of one's duties in playing different roles. All those duties are one's duties. If you do all your duties in playing different roles, that's enough. And you are not going against the dharma, ashrama, going against ashrama dharma or varna dharma, not going against the shastra teaching, then there's no paradharma involved there. When you don't want to do what you have to do, you'll end up doing something else what you should not be doing, which becomes a paradharma. It's not just only, that's why in playing all your roles, in playing all the roles, in doing all your duties, in playing different roles, I tell you, you look after yourself, you look after family, look after the community around, you are conscious of your family, society around. That is why I'm saying, in playing one's, in doing all one's duties, in playing different roles, you are doing swadharma. When you do not do that, you end up doing what should not be done, that is paradharma. And these actually I'm going to tell you next class anyway, the following class, because the following things I'm going to explain. What is swadharmaha? What is paradharmaha? Will be explained again next class, don't worry. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.